Welcome to morning prayer on Saturday, 21st of October. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. My flesh also faints for you, as in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So would I gaze upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. Your loving kindness is better than life itself, and so my lips shall praise you. I will bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed, and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand shall hold me fast. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. We read Psalm 147. Great is our Lord and mighty in power, is the refrain. Hallelujah! How good is it to make music for our God! How joyful to honor him with praise! The Lord builds up Jerusalem and gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up all their wounds. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He counts the number of the stars and calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His wisdom is beyond all telling. The Lord lifts up the poor, but casts down the wicked to the ground. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God upon the lyre. Who covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rains for the earth? Who makes grass to grow upon the mountains and green plants to serve our needs? Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He gives the beasts their food and the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the power of a horse, no delight in human strength. But the Lord delights in those who fear him. He puts their trust in his steadfast love. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Sing praise to the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. He has established peace in your borders and satisfies you with the finest with. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He sends forth his commands to the earth, and his word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He casts down the hailstones like morsels of bread. Who can endure his frost? Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He sends forth his word and melts them. He blows with his wind and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgment to Israel. He has not dealt with any other nation. They do not know his laws. Hallelujah. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Compassionate God, as you know each star you have created, so you know the secrets of every heart. In your loving mercy, bring to your table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ, who is our peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other, that glory may dwell in our land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Let us pray. We give you sincere thanks for the rest of the past night and the gift of the new day, with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may surpass its hours in the perfect freedom of a service, that at evening we may again give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, help us not to lean on our own understanding, but in everything acknowledge you, so that you can direct our words, thoughts, and actions in Jesus' name. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in all in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.